I call today's message oppressed, suppressed, and feeling burdened. It sounds like an unpleasant story, but it is actually a summary of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 to 9, which says, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." The words of this passage caught my attention this week. We see here that two contradictory concepts are constantly being talked about. It is almost as if God gives an immediate answer to every emotion we experience. We read, for example, "We are hard pressed," but immediately see that God answers and says that we are not crushed. Then we read that we are perplexed, but then God answers again and says that we are not in despair when we are perplexed. We read we are persecuted, but see that God answers and says, but we are not forsaken, and that we are struck down, but not destroyed. This scripture is actually a powerful summary from God's word that shows that every attack of the enemy provokes a counterattack from God. We may, for example, feel hard-pressed by the enemy, but God says he will not allow us to feel crushed. We may be embarrassed about this or that in life, but God says we will not be without his counsel. In these times, God will give us the answers and the necessary wisdom and guidance that we need. But the following words struck me deeply and actually came to strengthen me in my faith, because God says, even though we are persecuted in this life, that he will never leave us. And even though we are attacked and thrown down by the enemy, no matter what, he will not let the enemy destroy us. Now, this thought is also highlighted for us in Jeremiah 1, verse 19, which says, "They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you." When Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to help us here on earth. Now, it is interesting that Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit specifically as Comforter and not Fixer. I think it in our minds, our picture of the Holy Spirit is a picture of he must fix everything for us in our lives. But Jesus calls him Comforter, so I think we are missing something. John 16 verse 7 says, "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Now, if we look at the original meaning in the Greek translation, we see that the word Comforter is explained as follows. It says that the Comforter can be an intercessor or an advocate. But if you take each of these words together and have to give one word for all of them, then we will come to the word helper. An intercessor helps you. An advocate helps you. And someone who comforts you is also helping you. We also know that in many places in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is also described as our helper. Now, take a look at this beautiful explanation of the Holy Spirit. It says, a helper to lead them to a deeper knowledge of the gospel truth and give them strength needed to enable them to undergo trials and persecutions on behalf of the divine kingdom. So here we see that God has sent us the Holy Spirit to help us through our difficult times on earth. Not to necessarily fix or stop our difficult times, but the Holy Spirit helps us in such a way that when we are hard-pressed, we will not be crushed. When we are perplexed, we will not be in despair. When we are persecuted, we will not be forsaken. And when we feel that life has been unfair and we feel down and on the floor, then God says that we will not be destroyed. The constant idea here is that God plans for us life and abundance and not death and destruction. Although we go through hard and difficult times and we do not always get to escape them, we know that God has sent us the Holy Spirit so that these test times of life, these trials of life, will not completely get us down. He sent us a helper. That is why God says in many places in His Word that He will not persecute us beyond our strength. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." Isaiah 42 verse 3 says, "A bruised reed He will not break, and a smoldering wick He will not snuff out. In faithfulness He will bring forth justice." Psalm 23 verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." Here we can see that we as children of God are not always spared the difficult times in life. We go through storms and desert seasons in this life, but God promises that we are not alone. The Holy Spirit, our helper, is with us in every storm and every desert season. For every challenge, God will provide a solution. For each question, God will give an answer. For every hurt, God will give medicine or healing. For every distress, God will provide a way out. And this is exactly what 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 to 9 says. For every attack on our lives, there will always be a counterattack from God's side. I also always say that for every reality that life throws at us, opposite to this reality, God's truth always stands firm. We see this same principle throughout God's word. Daniel, for example, was thrown into the lion's den. He was not spared the lion's den. God did not fix the dilemma in which Daniel was by preventing him from ending up among the lions in the lion's den. No, poor Daniel was thrown into the lion's den with a bunch of hungry lions around him. Yet God helped Daniel inside the lion's den by sending an angel to close the lion's mouths. So God was with Daniel in his need. Daniel was not spared his storm or challenge. He had to go into the lion's den. But for every attack, there is always a counterattack from God. The attack was that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. The counterattack was that God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouths. Similarly, we know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The attack was that they had to go into the fiery furnace. The counterattack was that God sent an angel again and that they did not even burn or smell like smoke, and that no hair was even scorched on their heads. Similarly, the disciples were in a storm at sea. The storm was the attack on their lives. The counterattack was that Jesus calmed the storm. There are many such stories recorded for us in God's word there, where we can clearly see the pattern: an attack from the enemy and a counterattack from God. And this is exactly what 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 to 9 teaches us today. It says we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair; persecuted, but not abandoned; struck down, but not destroyed. And this is how God keeps us safe, protects us, guides us in wisdom and knowledge through every storm of life. He gives us the Holy Spirit, our comforter and our helper. He does not leave us alone in the lion's den of life or the fiery furnaces of life. No, He gives us the Holy Spirit to carry us through every storm and challenge. Therefore, even if we feel oppressed, suppressed or burdened, it does not matter and it will not be able to get us down because we have a helper. And we know that for every challenge and every attack on our lives, God has a counter-attack in place. And therefore, we can live with boldness and know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, like Philippians 4 verse 13 teaches us, and that even though we feel weak, feeling maybe oppressed or suppressed and burdened, that we are actually strong. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 10 says that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Because in our weaknesses, in our moments that we are being attacked, we know that God will launch a counterattack on our behalf, and we will be able to get through the attack because our helper, the Holy Spirit, is with us in the attack. And therefore, we must know that we never again have to live in fear of the storm or the desert seasons of attacks on our lives, because God is with us and He will always launch a counterattack. I would like to end today's message with the following beautiful passages. Isaiah 54 verse 15 says, "If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you." Psalm 27 verse 1 to 3 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident." I hope today's message has strengthened you in your faith, especially as you go through tough and difficult times. Remember, for every attack, there is always a counterattack from God. And in every challenge, we have a helper and a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to help us. And therefore, we never have to fear the lions and the fiery furnaces of life. We will be delivered from every lion's den and fiery furnace because we have a heavenly Father who helps us and fights for us. Today's message was brought to you by Femke Malan. I bless you with the peace of God who surpasses all understanding. May you all have a wonderful day. Thank you.